Everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about Mallorca
Okay.
as a luxury travel destination. Now, a lot of you have probably heard of Mallorca.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful island in the Mediterranean.
Right.
But we're going to go a little deeper. We're going to try to understand what makes Mallorca special for the kind of traveler who's, well, you know, they've been there and done that.
Right, right.
They're looking for something more than just a typical vacation.
Yeah.
They want an experience. And we're going to use this material from La Luxure, which is this luxury hospitality brand. That seems to really get what this kind of traveler is looking for.
Interesting.
So, you know, the obvious stuff about Mallorca is all there.
Yeah.
Like, we've got the crystal clear water, beautiful beaches, incredible landscapes. But I think there's something more going on here, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. I think that when we're talking about Mallorca as a luxury destination, it's about more than just the material things, you know? It's not just about staying in a fancy hotel or eating at Michelin-starred restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's about this feeling, a sense of return, you know, like going back to a place that you love.
Yeah.
And each time you go back, you discover something new. It deepens your connection to the place.
Yeah, like those places you just
keep going
back to.
Right. There's something special about those places.
But what is it about Mallorca specifically? I mean, yeah, the beaches are great, but what else is there?
Well, the material we have here, it describes Mallorca as a haven for the senses. And I think that's really key.
I like that. Haven for the senses. It's not just what you see, right?
Right.
It's about how the place makes you feel.
Exactly. It's that slower pace of life, the connection to nature, to history. Think about the scent of orange blossoms in the air, the sound of the waves, the sight of those, oh, what are they called?
The villages.
Yes. The villages nestled in the mountains. It all just creates this multi-sensory experience.
Yeah.
You know, one that really stays with you.
Yeah, I can see that. It's about really experiencing a place, not just seeing it.
Exactly.
And it sounds like this is what La Luxure is all about, this idea of crafting a personalized experience.
Right. They even call themselves a partner in your journey.
I saw that. They want to create something unique for each traveler.
Exactly. It's not about a one-size-fits-all luxury vacation. It's about understanding what the traveler wants. What are they passionate about?
Right. Like you were saying before, these aren't the kind of travelers who are just going to follow a guidebook.
No, no, no.
They want something special, something tailored to them.
Absolutely.
And it seems like La Luxure has this really deep knowledge of the island. They know about all these hidden coves and local artisans, family-run restaurants, places you wouldn't find just by, you know, Googling it.
Right.
And that's what I think is so interesting here. It's like they're able to tap into the real soul of Mallorca.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
It's not just about luxury accommodations. It's about immersing yourself in the culture.
Yeah.
Connecting with the heart of the island.
Right. It's about authenticity. Mm. You know, experiencing the real Mallorca.
Okay. I'm with you so far. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Okay. So imagine this. You tell La Luxure that you're really interested in the island's history.
Okay.
And that you love local wine.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They find you this beautiful villa overlooking vineyards that date back to Roman times.
Wow.
You wake up to those views every morning. And then later that day, you're on a private tour of a small family-owned winery, learning about their traditions, winemaking traditions that have been passed down for generations.
That sounds incredible.
Right.
It's like they take your passions and weave them into the fabric of the trip.
Exactly. And that's just one example. They can arrange private yacht charters to explore hidden coves.
Oh, wow.
Cooking classes with Mallorcan chefs. Or even connect you with local artists for behind-the-scenes look at their studios.
It's like they have this whole network
of people and experiences that they can draw on.
Exactly.
To create this bespoke journey. That's unique to you.
That's the idea.
So it sounds like they really get to know their guests. But how do they actually go about creating these personalized trips?
Well, they have this really detailed questionnaire. They send it to their guests before the trip.
Oh, interesting.
And it asks about everything. You know, their travel style, their interests, what kind of food they like, what activities they enjoy.
It's like a super thorough personality test.
Yeah, kind of.
But for travel.
Right.
And then they use that information
exactly.
to actually plan the itinerary.
Yep. And their team of travel designers, they take all that information. And they plan every little detail from where you're staying, how you're getting around, the activities you'll do, the restaurants you'll eat at.
Yeah, that's a lot to think about.
It is. They even consider things like the pace of travel. Like, do you want to be go, go, go all the time? Or do you prefer a more relaxed schedule?
So it's really tailored to how you like to travel. It's exactly.
It's amazing how much thought goes into it.
It is.
It's not just booking a flight and a hotel.
No, not at all.
It's about creating this whole seamless experience.
Yeah, like everything flows from one moment to the next.
And they have people on the ground too, right?
Yes. They have a team in Mallorca who are there to help guests.
Yeah.
Throughout their entire trip.
Like a personal concierge.
Exactly.
So you're not really on your own.
Right. They're there to make sure everything runs smoothly. And if anything unexpected comes up, they can handle it.
So even though it's this personalized, unique trip, you still have that support.
Yeah. You're never left stranded.
Which is a nice feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're traveling.
It's peace of mind. And that's part of what makes it luxurious.
Okay, so we keep talking about these transformative experiences, but what does that actually mean?
Okay, so think about it this way. It's about creating moments that really resonate with you. Moments that you'll remember long after the trip is over. It's about making you feel connected to the place, to the people, and even to yourself.
Oh, okay, but how do they do that?
Well, for example, they might arrange a private sunset cruise along the coast.
Oh, nice. That sounds amazing.
You're surrounded by the beauty of the Mediterranean. The sky has all these incredible colors. You're sipping champagne, enjoying canapés made by a local chef. It's just magical.
Yeah, I get it. It's not just about the activity. It's about the whole atmosphere.
Yes.
The little details.
Exactly.
That make it special.
They really elevate the experience.
Yeah.
And create a memory that you'll cherish.
Exactly.
Or it could be something as simple as arriving at your villa and finding fresh flowers waiting for you. A handwritten note. A selection of local treats.
Those are the kind of things?
They are.
That make you feel special.
Yeah, like you're being taken care of.
Like they're thinking of you.
Right, and that attention to detail, it's everywhere. Mm. Whether it's a private yoga session on a secluded beach or a reservation at a hidden gem restaurant with incredible views, they're always looking for ways to create those wow moments.
That will stay with you long after you've left Mallorca.
It's fascinating how they combine the tangible things, like the activities and the accommodations,
well,
the intangible things.
Like the service.
Right, the personalized service, the hospitality, to create a truly holistic experience.
It's more than just a luxury service. It's like they're creating a story.
Yes.
A narrative.
A journey that's unique to each traveler.
And that leaves them feeling enriched and inspired.
It's about helping them connect with Mallorca on a deeper level.
Then maybe discovering something new about themselves along the way.
It sounds like travel is a form of self-discovery.
It can be, definitely.
But how do they make sure that each journey really speaks to the individual?
That's a great question. And it's something we'll explore further as we continue our deep dive. So we were talking about how Le Luxure tailors each trip to the individual.
All right.
But Mallorca itself has a lot to offer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What are some of the different kinds of returns that travelers might be looking for?
Well, some people might be looking for a return to nature. You know, to reconnect with the outdoors,
yeah,
hiking through the mountains, kayaking along the coast.
That makes sense.
Others might be looking for a return to simpler pleasures, enjoying those slow, delicious meals made with fresh local ingredients.
I can see that.
Wandering through those charming villages,
yeah,
or just relaxing by the pool and soaking up the sun.
That sounds pretty good to me.
And of course, for those interested in history, Mallorca has a rich past.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient Roman ruins, Moorish castles, centuries-old cathedrals.
That's all there.
And Le Luxure can arrange private tours, connect you with local historians and experts.
So they really act as a curator, matching the traveler's desires, yeah, with the right experiences.
Exactly.
So for someone who's looking for adventure, what might that look like?
Well, they might arrange a rock climbing excursion.
Oh, wow.
With an experienced guide, of course. And then afterwards, a soak in a natural hot spring hidden way in the mountains.
Sounds incredible.
It is. It's about that sense of challenge and accomplishment, really experiencing the island's raw beauty.
And for someone who's more interested in wellness,
they might create a personalized spa journey.
Okay.
Incorporating ancient Majorcan healing traditions.
Interesting.
Yoga and meditation sessions overlooking the sea. Treatments using locally sourced ingredients.
It's like creating a sanctuary.
Yeah.
A place to reconnect with yourself.
Exactly.
It's amazing how Le Luxure goes beyond just planning logistics.
They do.
It's about creating an emotional journey.
It is.
A tapestry of experiences that evoke specific feelings and create lasting memories.
That's a great way to put it.
So it seems like La Luxure isn't just selling a vacation.
No, not at all.
They're offering something much deeper, a chance to connect with the soul of Mallorca.
And maybe rediscover part of yourself along the way.
That's really powerful.
It is. They understand that luxury is about creating meaningful moments, fostering connections, leaving travelers feeling enriched and transformed.
So for anyone listening, if you're looking for a luxury travel experience that goes beyond the ordinary, that speaks to your individual desires, and allows you to discover the hidden treasures of Mallorca, then maybe La Luxure is the answer.